Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 23rd. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a great day. Looking forward to reading God's Word with you. Lord, we want to see in your Word your work and your worth. And so would you open our minds and our hearts to what you have to say to us today. On Saturday, we like to pray for the nations, and I got a handy-dandy little resource called Window on the World. It's actually a kid's book that talks about all these different countries and facts about them, and then how we as a Christian community can be praying for them. So what I'm going to do is set up a little map in my office, and if you want to come by one day, especially kids, and find the country that we are praying for on the map. You can stick a little push pin in it, and then I'll give you a little prize just to encourage you as you pray alongside and as you listen to the podcast. Luke 23, verses 13 through 25 are about Jesus being delivered over to crucifixion. And then we'll move over to the Psalms. Today we'll read the very last Psalm in the Psalter, Psalm 150. That reminds creation again to praise the Lord. I'll be reading in the English Standard Version. Pilate then called together the chief priest and the rulers and all the people and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I do not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him." But they all cried out together, "Away with this man and release to us Barabbas," a man who had been thrown into prison for all insurrection started in the city and for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus. But they kept shouting, "Crucify, crucify him." A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will. I believe I have played on the podcast before a song by Jason Eady, Barabbas. I'm going to play it again, though, because it's so awesome. It just reminds us that we are Barabbas. We are the guilty person who should have been punished, but instead an innocent man, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, he went to the cross on our behalf. But as we read today in verse 18, they all cried together, "Away with him, release to us Barabbas." So look forward to that song at the end of the podcast today. But first, let's move over to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 150. For this final psalm in the Psalter, let us repeat the passage together. So I'll say the first verse and then you repeat it back to me and we'll kind of go through the psalm like that. And when we end, we'll end with these three words, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Thank you for making it all the way through the Psalms with me. What an exciting day it is. We thank you, Lord, for the things we've learned from the Psalms, that you reign, that you are mighty, and you have power to save, that you allow us to come to you in all of the seasons of life and through all emotions, whether we are jubilant in praise or we are coming to you with disappointment and horror. As I mentioned at the beginning, we want to be praying for the nations, and today we're going to pray for Afghanistan. 50 years ago, there weren't many Christians in Afghanistan, but now there are hundreds of Christians who secretly worship the Lord, and they are hearing through Christian radio, through refugees that are returning back to Afghanistan, and sometimes they even hear of God's grace through dreams. They see visions of Jesus, and so we can pray that they would see visions. We also want to pray as they complete, those who are working for Bible translation, as they complete the Bible in Dari, which is one of the languages spoken in Afghanistan, and that other translations would be started and completed for the different dialects that are found in Afghanistan. We also want to be praying for aid workers who are caring for the injured and the poor, the blind and the needy, many at the risk of their own lives. And finally, we want to pray for peace in the land, peace with the region, but also peace with their Savior. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the reminder that we are Barabbas and that you, as an innocent creator, sustainer, and redeemer, have given yourself over to death so that we might have life. We praise you, O Lord, for the Psalms. We're reminded of your creation glory. And we pray for our brothers and sisters who are Christians in Afghanistan today. We also pray for those who are having dreams about Jesus. Help them to see you, Lord, and to understand. And we pray for the aid workers that you would sustain them in difficult places. And as we end our prayer today, may we go forward in praise that we have Bibles and we don't have to be in secret, but may we also just think of our brothers and sisters today in Afghanistan and continue to have them on our hearts and our minds. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. And now, as I've promised at the beginning, we will end the podcast with the song by Jason Eady, Barabbas.
Heard the judge ask the jury, which one's the one to go? And I heard him say my name, and why I'll never know. They unchained my feet, they unshackled my hands, and they let me go instead of that innocent man. I've got a second chance, I'm gonna make it count, make my way out west, maybe head down south, live the life of a pardoned man, believing in things I don't understand. Well, the guilt hangs twice as heavy when it's followed by surprise. I'd surrendered, I was ready to give up and do my time. I did not know his name, did not know why he was there, but on this side of forgiveness, we both have our cross to bear. I've got a second chance, I'm gonna make it count, make my way out west, maybe head down south, live the life of a pardoned man, believing in things I don't understand. Thank you. because he did not like his kind. The man who preaches peace is always looking for fight. And now I must go on, always knowing that I'm bound to try to make the best of this freedom I have found. I've got a second chance, I'm gonna make it.